Tom Carkle and the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy and windy. Chance for some flurries. We'll have a high of about 28 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, some light snow reported. It's 20, 17 in Burlington, Milwaukee 22, 21 at this hour in Racine. In Racine County Circuit Court, the District Attorney's Office has charged a 15-year-old Karcher Middle School student as an adult with conspiracy to commit second-degree murder after allegedly sending a list of people she wanted killed to her boyfriend, including her father and other students. That 14-year-old boyfriend, also a student at the same Burlington school, has also been charged as an adult. The girl's mother reportedly found the list on her daughter's phone, contacted the school. Burlington police interviewed the teen, who allegedly said that list included people that she hated, but she felt relieved after sending the list because she no longer had to deal with any of them, didn't believe, though, that the boyfriend would actually go and kill anybody. Charging document notes, a large pair of scissors were discovered in the boy's backpack. He claimed to have stolen them from a teacher to go hurt himself, but he backed off of that and was going to put them back. Defense motions to dismiss the charges were rejected, and the court commissioner in the case scheduled preliminary hearings for next week. A Racine man accused of being drunk when his truck plowed into the back of a car, killing the driver and his daughter recently, waived his preliminary hearing in Racine County Circuit Court and has pleaded not guilty. 25-year-old Levi Ronan is charged with two counts of homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle and one count of operating causing injury. The accident occurred November the 25th at Four Mile Road at Short Road, just a short distance away from the home of Kevin Daly. He was killed in the accident, along with his 9-year-old daughter, Emily, another child in the vehicle hurt. Ronan is scheduled to be back in court January 27th. A man who successfully had completed a drug treatment program in Racine County nearly died a few hours later in what Caledonia police describe as a drug overdose.
Officers were dispatched to a home in the 400 block of 3 Mile Road, where they found the man unresponsive and without a pulse. CPR was started, then two doses of the antidote Narcan were administered, which got the victim breathing again. Caledonia paramedics took over from police, with the man taken to the Ascension All Saints emergency room and then admitted. Citations for possession of both cocaine and a narcotic drug, as well as drug paraphernalia, were issued. A news release says the man graduated after spending the last 2 years in an unnamed drug treatment program that afternoon, and 4 hours later, he almost died from an overdose. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A Chicago man accused of forging prescriptions for hydrocodone and filling them at a local Walgreens, charged by the Racine County DA's office with 13 counts of trying to obtain a controlled substance by fraud and 13 counts of uttering a forgery. 46-year-old Daniel DiCicenzo, appearing in court to face the allegations, is accused of filling these prescriptions at the Walgreens on Memorial Drive using a false name and the name of a doctor who practices in Milwaukee. Court documents indicate the man, who identified himself as John Watt, filed the prescription for a large number of these pills a number of times since January of last year. Online court records indicate DiCicenzo has been scheduled to be sentenced in Milwaukee County next week, facing similar allegations. Life expectancy in this country, down for the first time in decades.
An American born in 2015 is expected to live 78 years and 9 months on average. Born a year earlier, the same person could expect to live about a month more. Go back to 2012, it's even slightly longer. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says rates for 8 of the 10 leading causes of death rose last year. The only clear drop was in cancer, the nation's number two killer. A slip in life expectancy rare in a year that did not include a major disease outbreak. The United States ranking below dozens of other high-income countries, according to the World Bank, its highest in Japan at nearly 84 years. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
And one person is jailed for threats made toward Wauwatosa police after the decision by the Milwaukee County DA's office not to charge one of its officers in the June shooting death of Jay Anderson. Five threats made since Monday, the person arrested facing a charge of unlawful use of a telephone. Anderson killed by Officer Joseph Mensa after being found in a park early in the morning. A 28-second video clip from the officer's dash cam released, in which the authorities say that Anderson can be seen reaching for his gun several times before being shot. The Racine Transit and Parking Commission recommending one more year-long extension of the management contract for the Bell Urban System with First Transit, then launching a request for proposal process next July. City Transit and Parking System Manager Mike Marley explained that the original 3-year contract with First Transit included a pair of available 1-year extensions and 3% cost increases each year.
This extension would take us through January 31st of 2018, The 3% increase would be an additional $4,774 and bring us up to $163,986. We have a letter from First Transit offering to provide that service if we accept.
Marley indicated the need for at least a three-month window to start the RFP process. Alderman Rady Hahn, who drove a bus for many years, said he'd like to get into that process sooner than in the past.
As far as looking at it, it makes some, if there needs to be some changes, let's do it and make those changes that benefit our riders and the city. In the past, a lot of times they came to like a meeting before the end of a contract, and you really can't get a handle on it. It almost puts you between a rock and a hard place. And it's not fair to the commission or the city.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen indicated to the commissioners that the city attorney wants to redo deficient language in the next bus management deal. That will factor also into the six-month RFP process. The Common Council will vote on the one-year extension of the bus management contract at its next meeting. Well, anybody who travels to the Racine Shopping Center on Washington Avenue east of Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant knows the difficulty exiting at times onto Washington Avenue because of so much traffic, for which the businesses have complained about losing customers. So, Racine County is proposing $100,000 to help put a new traffic signal at Sycamore Avenue. Kevin Hansen, who represents the owner of the shopping center, said Ralph Malicki, the owner of the Piggly Wiggly, has advocated for that signal for some time. And the situation's only gotten worse with the opening of the new Chick-fil-A restaurant.
And one of the first things that Ralph brought to our attention was this inquiry of the traffic signal. So it was actually before Chick-fil-A that the signal was wanted, but it was following Chick-fil-A that really you could see that the demand of that intersection increased.
State DOT is going to be doing work on Green Bay Road next year, picking up $300,000 of the cost to realign the median, including turn lanes at the intersection. The shopping center owner has committed $250,000, the Village of Mount Pleasant to reimburse the county, $50,000 on the project. County Board's Government Services Committee's recommendation now goes to the full county board for consideration. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce unveiling a new video today aimed at millennials and promoting Wisconsin as a great place to get started with a business, a career, or a lifestyle. The unveiling taking place during the third annual Future Wisconsin Economic Summit in Madison. That video to be followed by comments from Governor Walker. Public's invited to Case High School 6 o'clock tonight for the next Visioning a Greater Racine event, designed to take information from past get-togethers and put them before the group as a whole. VGR board member Claire Holland says that the community discussion goes toward improving the local economy.
Racine needs more business to be invigorated. And this process has really changed my thinking that we need to be a better place to bring a business before more business will come.
The gathering from 6 till 8 o'clock to focus in on what's next and will include presentations from the mayor, county executive, school superintendent, and others. Anyone in the greater Racine area invited to participate with more information online at visionagreaterracine.org. Radio stations, they promote their programs every day as a scheduled reminder. Over the 90-year history of WRJN and Racine, it's a pretty lengthy list.
Maura Jones, Downtown Racine, presents You Can't Lose.
It's Little Red Book time, friends, with the latest birth reports from the two Racine hospitals.
Wake up to a Wisconsin country morning on AM 14 WRJN.
Buy, sell, trade, give away, or search for a hard-to-find item. It's all possible with Tradio.
Listen to The Computer Show every Saturday at AM 14 WRJN.
It's time to shop the WRJN Radio Mall.
The best of old-time radio on AM 14 WRJN. Hosted by Stan Freeberg.
American Crime Line. Saturdays right here on Racine's local news station, AM 14 WRJN.
And this promotion for this Sunday, December the 11th, 8 a.m., a half-hour special on the 90 years of WRJN radio in Racine, including many of the voices heard over those decades. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. At WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. And a reminder, WRJN now on FM, 98.1 in Kenosha, 99.9 in Racine. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.